We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Man. I'm watching these, getting texts from reporters. They're afraid to do their job. I've never seen it before. Man. Keith Burris, executive editor of the PG, wrote an amazing piece. Amazing piece about the fraying of America. Wow. Less forgiving, more final. When you were canceled, you were canceled. Redemption is no longer a thing in these United States. You know what he says that's really upsetting? I love this piece, though. I don't know a way out or the way home. Do you? No, really. This is profoundly strong. And I'm going to pose you the question as I grab Keith here. I don't know the way out or the way home. 866-391-1020. What's the way out or the way home? Oof. Keith, it's a bit disheartening, but spot on. Must be tough to write those words, sir.
It is tough. I think I think the country's in a very tough situation right now. We're not listening to each other, and we're not respecting each other.
Check this out. Keith Burris with the PG wrote this amazing piece. African American men in America today say a police war is being waged against them. What happened in Minnesota happens on a regular basis in this country. Cops feel the culture is waging a war on them. It's absolutely spot on, Keith, and there really appears to be no way to meet in the middle, does there, sir?
Not at the moment, and I think we're probably headed into more of this us and them mentality as we get closer to election day. I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, usually, if you think of the two world wars, if you think of after 9/11, usually the first instinct of Americans is to come together and find common ground.
So true.
And we somehow seem to have lost that. I mean, I can't imagine people, there are plenty of Republicans hated Franklin Roosevelt, but nobody said when the war started, he's not my president, I'm not following him, I'm not going to war, I don't believe in this, it's probably a lie. I mean, we've really gotten ourselves into an almost paranoid view of each other, and the way we throw around the word racist. I don't like your views, so you're a racist. I don't like your views, so you're a misogynist. We're name-calling instead of debating each other. Trump does it, Pelosi does it, it's a bipartisan support.
Keith Burris is executive editor of the Post-Gazette. I got to ask you a personal question because I've been at this a long time and you have a great history and knowledge of journalists and journalism. I have a bunch of friends who are reporters whose lives have been threatened on the streets. Heck, one of my good friends who's a photographer at Katy was getting his head beaten in. They had to save his life on Saturday.
Right, right.
Have you seen this before? And I know PG reporters feel the same stress and unsafe conditions. Have you seen this before? Have you seen this with journalists?
I have not. Yeah. I mean, if you think about the 60s, which were a dangerous time and a time of great polarization and anger, but journalists weren't targets. I was, after what happened to your guy Saturday night, yep. I was really fearful for our, we had four photographers out that night. We had a young guy, less than a year out of college, and right in the middle of this stuff that was going on. So, and you know, you really worry about them like you worry about your kids.
Yes.
But no, you're right. I in third world countries, yes, journalists have been in dictatorships. Journalists have been targets, but targets of a mob. Wow.
It's amazing. Keith Burris wrote The Fabric is Fraying, fantastic piece in the PG. You know, you wrote something that it kind of breaks my heart because you talk about, in essence, what you could describe as the good old days, right? Robert yeah. Taft, Barry Goldwater, right? Bill Timmons, you talked about his story, a family friend. And then you talked about they judge each other on the content of their respective characters, which each man knew well. Their America is the one I want to live in. Are you suggesting, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, are you suggesting you don't want to live in this America? Because I think a lot of Americans feel that way, sir.
No, I want to live in this America, and I know that, that the heart of that country is still here.
I agree.
There have been these stories underplayed, probably, of people reaching out. Well, the person who helped your guy
yes.
on Saturday night. I think that country's still there, but we've got to feed that animal and not the beast of reaction and name calling and hatred. But we've got to get back to I disagree with you. I see the world differently. Than you. You see the world differently than me. But that's okay. We're friends. We respect each other. We have each other's back. Anyway, that's the way. I mean, you know, when Truman integrated the armed services, I mean, he did a great thing for the country because all these young men from little towns in Ohio, like where I grew up, met guys from Detroit and Philadelphia and people that they had nothing in common with and people who saw the world differently, but they found common cause. They were fellow Americans and fellow soldiers. And that that's got to be the thing we get back to. I mean, it's one of the reasons I'm for national service. I think that if every American gave the country 2 years or even 1 year of service, they'd discover fellow Americans who are not their enemies.
It's a brilliant idea. Keith Burris, executive editor of the Post-Gazette. I thank you for the piece. It was enlightening, and we'll be talking again. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you. Thanks for reading it and taking it seriously.
Fantastic stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.